Here's what happened this morning with Stacy and Clayton.
One of my favorite things is watching a sports moment that's like super legendary, like a very exciting sports moment, but done in a different language by the play-by-play announcer, like getting the Spanish feed.
Yeah.
I love it. For the World Series yesterday, obviously they have a Spanish television feed. Cody Bellinger hits this home run for the LA Dodgers, okay? I'm just going to play you the clip. Now, it's going to seem like one of those normal, okay, it's just a normal play-by-play call done by some Spanish announcers. Just wait, okay? Just wait.
Dominado en su primer turno, el envío. Bellinger la prende. Vuela la pelota. Vuela la pelota. Le pago unas vacaciones a Doña Blanca por todo el derecho central. Su cuarto bambinazo de la postemporada. Get in my belly. Otra vez, Cody Bellinger.
Get in my belly.
Out of absolutely nowhere.
De la postemporada. Get in my belly.
Like, usually those play-by-play calls from Spanish announcers or French announcers, whatever, they're so funny because they go so over the top.
Yeah.
Like North American broadcasters are like, home run, 4-1 Dodgers. Meanwhile, they're like, ah-ba-da-ba-da! You know, that's why it's usually funny. But in this case,
de la postemporada, get in my belly!
What? I'd like to know the context, like, what was he saying just before that?
Me too! I'd also like to know the context of, like, that phrase with anything baseball-related. I played baseball my whole life. I'm a diehard Jays fan.
What, never said that?
Not once have I used the get-in-my-belly phrase for anything baseball. What, is he talking about the home run get-in-my-belly?
Probably.
The Cracker Jacks and the stand? Like, what is he talking about? It's just, one more time.
De la post-temporada, get-in-my-belly!
And now, it's time for another edition of That One Friend.
We all have that one friend who snores. But when you tell them that they snore, they completely deny it and they get really defensive. I don't snore, man. Shut up!
Lots of people snore. It's really not that big a deal. But to this person, oh, it is a very big deal. It's almost like their dad will disown them if he finds out they snore.
First of all, how can someone possibly know that they don't snore if they're asleep when it happens? I don't know about you, but when I'm asleep, I'm sleeping and don't know what's going on.
The worst part is, you will never convince this friend that they snore. They'll never believe you. They're like that mule from that episode of Family Guy.
Nope. Kevin Bacon wasn't in Footloose.
What? Of course he was.
No, he wasn't. You lose.
Of course he was. He was the star.
Nope, you're wrong. Look it up.
You can share a hotel room with this friend and witness the snoring live in person. But when you tell them the next morning, they sound like Shaggy.
Wasn't me.
Another example, it's Christmas. Captain Snorry Magoo will wake up the entire house with their snoring, but at breakfast the next day, they blame it on the youngest sibling.
It's only when you have video evidence of them snoring that they will finally admit it. But then they'll use that classic excuse. I only snore when I drink the night before. Yeah, just because it rhymes doesn't mean it's true. You snore all the time, bud.
The snore denier. We all have that one friend.
Everyone loves an embarrassing story, so here's one about me.
Yes.
My wife loves buying new trinkets and gizmos for the kitchen and the bathroom, incense dispensers and stuff like that, fancy soaps.
Incense dispenser is not even a thing.
Well, whatever. You know what I mean, right?
I do.
Like, she buys all of these cool little trinkets and gadgets and gizmos and stuff like that. She bought what I thought was this, like, fancy soap dispenser. Picture, like, those breath fresheners, like, you know, the ones that you spritz in your mouth. It's like that, but for soap. And I was like, oh, this is really cool. It was right by the kitchen sink, so I use the soap. I'm washing my hands. I'm like, it's kind of different, but you know what? She's into these really organic soaps right now, these new fancy trendy soaps that are good for the environment. So I'm like, oh, it must just be this a new soap. So I use this thing for, like, month and a half. Then I see my wife spraying it on some food, like some asparagus or something like that. And I'm like, why are you putting soap on asparagus? She's like, oh, it's an olive oil gun. I've been washing my hands with olive oil for a month and a half.
How can you possibly feel clean? It's oil.
Because I thought it was like this fancy soap. I thought it was this fancy new age soap that was good for the environment. And that's just how it felt.
Oh,
kind of greasy. The doorknobs in my house, all just so greasy right now. But like, it was a month and a half and I realized, oh.
Olive oil. Your hands must have been oil. Super soft though.
It was like super expensive olive oil too. So I've just been wasting it.
One time I caught Sean, I shouldn't say caught him, but we had gone camping. We were using a friend's trailer. He'd had a shower and he was looking for some lotion because he puts lotion on his face.
Mm-hmm.
And I walk into the bathroom and he's dabbing it all over his face. And I see the container on the counter in the bathroom there. And it was self-tanner. And I said to him, I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm just using some of your lotion. Is that okay? And I was like, well, yeah, but it's self-tanner. And he just freaked out instantly, like wiping it off, you know, panicking. It's not like I have that dark of a self-tanner. It would have been okay, but yeah, not the right lotion.
Moral of the story, men, we're dumb sometimes. I forget how we started talking about this yesterday, but somehow Fox Rochester got brought up on Cruise Mornings.
I think it was something about remembering the commercials that aired on the U.S. television stations when you were younger that kind of like stuck in your head.
So I was curious about other Canadian cities and the American TV feeds that they got because Saskatoon, Fox Rochester, that's the feed we got. And I was wondering if in like Edmonton they got Fox Des Moines, Iowa or something, or if it was all the same. Turns out, Fox Rochester was broadcast like all across Canada forever. So I put it on Twitter, at Radio Clayton, shameless plug if you want to follow me. And a bunch of people were like, oh, I totally remember Fox Rochester in Edmonton, in Calgary, in Winnipeg, in parts of Ontario, Quebec, the Maritimes. The Maritimes would get Maine, like the state of Maine, they would get their TV channels.
Yeah.
But a bunch of people got Fox Rochester. Some places would get like Detroit or
WDIV Detroit was the one that was always on at our house.
They'd get Boston or Atlanta, something like that. But Fox Rochester, they were all over Canada. And you remember the commercials, right? I think the one that everyone remembers.
Savino and Barnes, injury attorneys, 800-888-8888.
Don't wait, call 8.
Now, it used to be call 454-2020. And also,
number change.
I think Salino recently died in a plane crash like a month ago, which was super sad. But do you remember these commercials like on Fox Rochester and the American feeds?
Well, because like I said, my family, I always remember the Detroit one, WDIV Detroit. Mm-hmm. And for me, it was ones like 1-800 call Sam Bernstein, one of those injury lawyers.
Yeah.
Another one that I always remember, and I loved it. I don't know why. I think it was so pretty. Dietrich Furs.
Since 1893.
Dietrich Furs by the Dietrich family.
Oh, just getting goosebumps.
Dietrich Furs by the Dietrich family.
See, I don't remember that one.
So good.
I only remember like the used car dealership ones.
So many of those.
And the lawyer ones.
Yes.
Like, do these guys have any idea that they are C-list celebrities in Canada?
Probably
like,
not.
Jim the Hammer Shapiro.
I can hunt them down and settle the score. I'll squeeze them for every dime I can. Every single dime. I'm Jim the Hammer Shapiro. 1-800-546-7777. You call, I hammer.
First of all, lay off the coffee, Jim. Easy buddy.
So aggressive.
Like, also, hurting a car, call William Attar. Like, all these lawyers and used car dealerships, everyone in Canada knows about them. I tried to call Jim the Hammer Shapiro this morning and tell him that, hey, you're a big deal in Canada. Like, everyone knows who you are. Did they have any idea? Because people on my tweet were like, I'm from Rochester. We had no idea.
Really?
I called Jim the Hammer Shapiro. This is what happened.
Hi, this is Robin. Please leave me a message.
Some poor girl has Jim Shapiro's old phone number and must get calls all the time from people just wanting to sue people.
I broke my leg and need a lawsuit. To the person who didn't put the cart back in the Walmart parking lot in Stonebridge, Shame on you.
Shame.
Shame. I saw, as I was parking, the cart start to drift away. The person had left a couple minutes later, but something on the pavement, whatever. The cart started moving, and it was rolling, and I couldn't. It was far enough away, I couldn't save the day. Bumps into one car, careens off of that, and bumps into another car.
Okay, important detail. Was the cart in the little cart trolley thing?
No.
Like the cart parking space?
No, it was randomly in the parking lot where they, you know when you like put it at the front of your spot?
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, this will do. No, it won't. Put it back in its corral and get your loony back.
Okay, this person sucks.
Yes.
If this person were to attempt to put it back in the cart corral, I don't know why I called it a trolley. Couldn't find the word.
I know what you meant.
Good thing I talk for a living, though. If you don't put it back in that corral and it just sits there and then it hits a car, you're the worst. You're the absolute worst.
It's so bad.
But if you put it in the corral and it's just not secure and it kind of
backs its way out and goes on a mission,
then that's okay, because at least the attempt was there. The effort was there, and that's okay. But if you just leave it afterwards, it takes 10 seconds. 10 seconds to avoid someone having a big repair bill. Just do it. Come on.
There's nothing worse than when I notice it, like when I'm washing my car, where you see all these surprise dings on it, and you're like, well, what the heck? Where did that one come from? And I know that people don't think dings are that big of a deal.
No, they are, totally.
But dings are a huge deal.
And who thinks that dings aren't a big deal?
The person committing them who leaves and doesn't leave a note.
I wish I could be that rich where it's like, oh, a ding that's going to cost $700? Pocket change. What? Are you serious? Also, too, was it a cart with one of those like loony systems where you have to put a loony in and get
Walmart's,
it back?
Walmart's need a loony.
So they just leave that cart, they leave that loony?
That's the other thing. They abandoned a dollar.
I was just talking about how I wish I could be that rich to just not worry about $700. I wish I could be that rich to not worry about a dollar. My brother and I, back in the day, when he first got his license, we would go to those parking lots and collect the change out of carts from those lazy Lennies that wouldn't put it back. We get like $9 a night, which, now that I think of it, we do that for like 2.5 hours. So if I'm doing the math, we were making like $4.50 an hour, probably spending 20 on gas.
Having so much fun.
Oh, we'd go to the Zellers and buy that cheap cola because it was like 35 cents a can back in the day. Wrecks your teeth.
Look at
like,
you guys.
You'd be drinking it and be like, oh, this is not good for my insides. You and your brother, you played video games all the time back in the day. We're talking original Nintendo, Super Nintendo. That's how you and your brother bonded back in the day?
Absolutely.
Do you remember any video game cheat codes or like hidden Easter eggs or hidden gems in those video games?
Well, everybody knows the flute in Super Mario, right?
Super Mario Brothers 3, the magic flute, where you kneel on the white boxes and you go behind the whole level and then you get the magic flute. You can go to different worlds.
All the worlds. But my really good friend in, I guess it would have been elementary school and high school, Tennille, good morning. She had a Game Genie thing that it plugged on top of your game or something, and then you slipped it in the console. And every possible game you could ever play was on there, and also cheat codes.
Yeah.
So we always picked like unlimited lives because then you could play and play and play until you beat the level. That was a great time. So it was basically just any cheat code we wanted because we had them all.
For Sega, it was the Game Shark. Exact same thing. It was like a middleman between your game and the console. You put it in and it just gave you all these codes. There were a bunch I remember growing up. Mortal Kombat, you can put on like the gory mode and it's even like more blood and guts and stuff like that.
Nice.
For NFL Blitz, you can have Mortal Kombat heads on your players. So like imagine a football game, but all the heads are Sub-Zero or Scorpion or something like that. It was great. But I discovered this one hidden video game cheat code, Easter egg, whatever you want to call it, yesterday that I had no idea. NBA Jam for Super Nintendo. Arguably one of the greatest classic video games of all time. You can play as Bill Clinton. And Hillary Clinton.
What?
Yes.
And Chelsea?
No.
Oh.
I'll post it on Cruz's Facebook page if you don't believe me. But basically, you push a bunch of buttons when you're setting up your profile or whatever, and you can play as Bill Clinton. He's got like the short 70s basketball shorts, and he's got hops too. Like he's dunking. He's going through the legs, spinoramas. It's so funny to see Bill Clinton just nailing three-pointers.
Someone is clearly designing this game, and they're like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to slip in a Bill Clinton.
Exactly, and it's so funny.
Wow, that's
random.
It
looks exactly like him. Hillary's even funnier. She's flying all over the court. It's great.